Thank you for listening to the Jason Gregor Show podcast. Hope you enjoy it. It's brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for something unique, Lakewood has a large selection of special edition trucks by Chevrolet. Life is too short not to be special. Check them out at Lakewood Chev.
Former NHLer, Stanley Cup winner, now analyst for the San Jose Sharks, Brett Hedekin, joins us. And Brett, of course, the Sharks really hadn't had any sort of dip all season long until recently, and they couldn't score. They gave up way more goals than usual, and they ended that skid on Tuesday. Having played for as long as you did, you know, even good teams will have that dip. Was it just your regular dip maybe at the more noticeable time of the year, or is there other underlying issues with the Sharks' play of late?
Well, I think, you know, looking at the Sharks, you're right. They put on a really heavy push all season long. And if you go back to the Stanley Cup Finals last year, you have a short summer. We all know what that feels like. I know you guys are just the first time back in the Stanley Cup playoffs from when we were here in 2006 with Carolina. But that being said, you know, they had a lot of guys go to the World Cup. They had that short layoff. They've had a condensed schedule. And they really were heads down until they had that 91 points. And they hit the month of March, and for whatever reason, their depth scoring went dry. Their goaltending, you know, maybe took a step back. Not much, because they weren't getting much help in front of them. But nonetheless, they didn't come up with that big save that when they really needed it. And therefore, they've had 8 losses in the month of March. And if you look at the previous 3 months, they've only had 9 losses. I mean, when you really break it down, they just struggled in this month. And they've just let their, you know, probably not consciously let their foot off the throttle, maybe subconsciously, knowing that they had 91 points, they were going to make the playoffs. And because they let off just a little, it was all that edge everybody else needed to kind of stomp on them through this month of March. But I think they've steadied now the rudder, if you will, and they're got that win under their belt against New York. And I think they can move forward here the last 6 games of the season with kind of a breath of fresh air, knowing that they're going to play in the dance again this year.
You're certainly right, Brett, but the one thing I wonder, and you touched on it, the Sharks as a team and some of the players individually have played a lot of hockey in recent seasons. The one thing that dip does from where I look at it, they've got to go now right to the wire. I mean, they're in the playoffs, but, you know, now it's a matter of position. Is that going to take a little more gas out of the tank down the stretch here?
Well, I think if you look at the positioning, you're right. I mean, they're focusing on winning the division. I know that's a little bit of an uphill battle now with Anaheim kind of in control right now. But, you know, again, the Oilers are looking for that spot as well. And, you know, having that home ice advantage, you're hearing it from both coaches this morning. They'd love to have it. I think what's more important to having home ice advantage, and Pete DeBoer kind of alluded to say, hey, that one game makes a difference in Game 7. Other than that, I think it's overrated, he said. So he wants to more or less just see his team, I think, steady in the defensive zone, a lot crisper breaking that puck out, try to get some confidence now back within the lines. Tomas Hertl is a guy that, you know, missed a lot of hockey again this year. He's their third-line center. He needs to really provide that stability in that second six. And I know a lot of teams talk about their top six, and then they say bottom six. I hate the term bottom six. It's just a terrible term. You don't win with a bottom six. You win with a second six. And I think Tomas Hertl, Chris Tierney can provide that stability within their second six. And, yes, this team could go another run in the playoffs if they have a second six and if they get the goaltending that I've seen over the last 2 years with Martin Jones.
Well, Martin Jones was excellent last year for the Sharks. Now, Brent Burns was on an unbelievable pace. He was actually on pace to score 37 goals, which is ridiculous for a defenseman. You know what? He's still been producing points. He went goalless in 16 before scoring the overtime winner. Brent, it's kind of rare to say that maybe a defenseman was in a little bit of a scoring slump, but did you see Burns, a guy who's so used to scoring goals the last few years, you know, suddenly pressing maybe a little bit more than he had around the net and from afar?
Well, that's a great term, pressing, because I think you're right. He was pressing, and, you know, the pucks just weren't going in like they were early in the year. And, you know, players were attacking him a lot quicker at the blue line where he wasn't able to get those shots off. And even early in the year when players were trying to press him and block those shots, I mean, he was letting it go anyway. And if they wanted to get in front of, you know, 5 or 6 block shots, you know, during the course of the game, they were going to pay a price to do that. And I think he just started passing the puck, looking for those high tips. And just wasn't getting that puck to the net with regularity like he did early in the year. You know, he's leading the league in shots right now, 298 shots. And I think with the way he was able to get pucks to the front of net this season was something I'd never seen. And I think through the stretch of hockey, he started kind of pressing and maybe doing things uncharacteristically, you know, maybe taking those chances in the offensive zone that you wouldn't see him take. He was much more patient during the first, you know, three quarters of the year, and that allowed him to let his offense take care of itself. And so I think he's gotten back to that a little bit here now, the last little stretch of hockey. Hopefully these last six games he can really settle it back down defensively and then let his offense just speak for itself.
Yeah, Brett, that's one thing that jumps out at me. We talked about that dip. I mean, Burns is such a tremendous player every way you want to look at it. But I wonder if the first thing now is settling down that defense and goaltending, because that tough six-game stretch, I think it was 23 goals, far too many, more than the Sharks generally give up. That part of the game's got to be locked down going into the playoffs.
I couldn't agree more. I think you're just looking at a defensive core that's good. I mean, Marc-Edouard Vlasic banged up a little bit through that stretch too. He had some sickness, so he was kind of in and out of the lineup over the stretch of games here in March. You know, I think Justin Braun has really played pretty steady all season. I really think his game has been just a shutdown defenseman style. You know, Paul Martin has had a dip with Brent Burns because those two have kind of played together. But he has had one of the better seasons I've seen Paul Martin play. So, you know, Brendan Dillon has taken a step forward. Schlemko has been a little bit banged up here the last month. And so I think these last six games, you're exactly right. Their defense core has to stay healthy. Like all good teams, their top six D have to steady the game. They have to be able to make plays under pressure. I think tonight with Connor McDavid and Draisaitl and the way they're playing, I think it'll be a good test for this defense of the San Jose Sharks to see what they can do against the hottest line in the NHL in Draisaitl and Connor McDavid and Patrick Maroon.
Speaking of that, Brett, you look at Brent Burns in the matchups, at least when I see them on numbers and such, is Vlasic gets more of the straight top-end guys, if you want to call it that, which I don't mind. When you've got four good defensemen and you have Brent Burns who's that dominant offensively, why make him play defense against the best guys? It's not like second-line players or below are bad by any stretch, but do you see going to be the Vlasic pairing mostly tonight against Connor McDavid? And what is it about Vlasic and that pairing that makes him so good against top teams, top lines?
Well, I think Vlasic's competitiveness and his ability to use his stick, and both him and Braun are great skaters, and you're not going to out-muscle them down in the corners. They can both take a hit to make a play. They can both make plays under pressure. And I think that's when you see those two defensemen go against other teams' top lines as much as possible is what Pete DeBoer will be looking at even tonight. But when you get the last change and you're Todd McClellan and the Oilers, you're going to try to go against other, you know, other pairs. And maybe he'll try against Brent Burns and Paul Martin and see what Connor McDavid can do against those guys. You might see a little bit of this, you know, tinkering, if you will, to see if these two teams meet in the playoffs and who he might put what line against what defensive pairing. But I think, you know, Todd McClellan's a smart coach, and he'll try with Brendan Dillon and David Schlemko as well with that number one line. But, you know, Pete DeBoer, also sharp, he's going to try to use Vlasic and Braun against that top line. And I think that'll be the game within the game. We can all watch here tonight and see how that all plays out. But their top four can play against anybody. But you're right, Vlasic and Braun will be that shutdown defense.
Brett, you referred earlier to 06 in Carolina. Oiler fans are too well aware of how long it's been since that trip to Game 7. Connor McDavid was 11 years old then. different to have the Oilers back in the mix in the Pacific.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 11 years old for Connor McDavid. I think there was nobody tweeting about a playoff game back in 2006. So it tells you how far the game has come in just the, you know, these years of, you know, Carolina versus Edmonton Oilers. But boy, the franchise is in a great place, isn't it? With the Edmonton Oilers looking at Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl and the way they conduct themselves off the ice, the way they train, everything I've heard this morning about these two guys and their work ethic and trying to be great every day, and then carrying it over onto the ice is exciting for me to hear. I love that. When guys practice the right way, you know, practice like you want to play a game, and the games will feel like practice. And I think, you know, Connor McDavid and what he has shown this year It's exciting to have a guy that is that exciting to watch on the ice. And the things and the creativity and the speed to which he does things is really fun to watch, not only for an NHL standard, but for the Oilers as well. So it should be a fun little matchup. Congrats to the Oilers making it back to the playoffs. And it should be a fun tournament here coming up in a few weeks.
Well, Brett, we might be talking lots because we could see the Sharks and the Oilers in the first round. Should be good. We'll see you tonight at the rink. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Have fun in the playoffs as well.
You betcha. Brett Hedekin, analyst for the San Jose Sharks, of course, Stanley Cup winner.